I mean, for the most part, I don't really question too much about being primitive, because I know the primitive mind state is more or less the nature of the human being and the nature of just living in this world. Primitive mind states come from your natural instincts. You know what I'm saying? Those are the things that come from being a certain way, period. Habitat-wise, your conditioning, your circumstances, those type of things. You know what I mean? And you gotta always accept the fact that primitive mindsets exist because people in reality do not have full control over their self. And whether it's a outward thing that's going on where people just project images of themselves due to their primitive mind states, or potentially the influence of the outside world consuming them, majority of people tend to have primitive mind states based off a conditional habitat. You feel me? Your conditional habitat creates these mindsets. You feel me? Especially when you have a whole bunch of internet and basically garbage food. You know what I'm saying? I put it on the food and what you put in your mind, which is the brain food. You got brain food. Brain food works one way. You know what I mean? And food works one way. So both of them should have some sort of balance. And I don't think people have the complete balance of brain food and food. So the diet is all fucked up. The mental diet is all fucked up. You know what I mean? But I mean, I could be wrong, but I'll digress. There's a lot of things niggas not understanding. Personally, I'm not questioning nobody's ethics towards how they live. If they making money, you know, keep doing you. But when it comes to the primitive mind state, I'm aware of how people react to things and how people conduct themselves based off of that. That's the most fucked up part of being a human. The primitive mind state.
I think the two biggest things that the primitive mind state with people we got now is more or less sex and violence.
Sex and violence. Two of the main things promoted through media, social media, multimedia, whatever media you think of, propaganda, whatever you want to think of. It's always a sex scandal, or it's always somebody getting killed. It's something regarding murder and sex. Yes, primitive mind states. The most primitive of all is sex and fucking violence. The two most primitive mind states you can have. A sexual mind state and a violent mind state. And if you have a combination of both, you are a dangerous motherfucker. I don't advise anyone being around you too long. I'm not trying to say that you might not have good moral fibers in your body. But primitive minds do primitive shit, you know? Those are your people with violent, aggressive habits. Or those people that you know that are sexually active beyond recognition need to go to the fucking doctor. And that's another topic. We talk about that another time. But primitive mind states have people living dangerously. And that's the problem. That's why we have such a large demographic of violent situations and aborted and bastard children, you know? But I don't know. Maybe I'm just speaking for self. But you ask me, it's game over. Good day, good day. You already know what time it is. It's Wednesday, August 7th, 4:27 p.m. We over here talking about that good old superhero mentality. You know what I mean? All of the finest of the finest, you know what I mean? What do you consider a superhero? Shit, I don't know what a superhero really is in reality. I never seen a nigga with superpowers. I've seen great feats, but I've never seen a superhero. But it's funny how it makes sense. A superhero is somebody that you would look at as like when all else fails, we know we could count on this person. So in a sense, I did have a superhero. It was my dad. I mean, we all got our own little superheroes, depending on how you look at it. But in reality, I think people overlook what the term superhero should really stand for in reality-wise, because motherfuckers are taking shit out of context. Leave it for the comic book guys. If y'all really thought about what would go on if you had actual superheroes, people with powers, I think you would be fucked up in the head to know that they exist. Especially when they actually cause more collateral damage than anything. You know what I mean? Imagine having a real Hulk mad all the time, breaking shit and busting down buildings and fighting other fucking monsters and shit. Would you truly enjoy seeing this nigga tear a building down that you possibly might work in while you're at work? I don't think you would enjoy that. I don't think you would want Cyclops fucking optic blasting down your block. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you would like that. You know what I'm saying? I think it would be pretty frightening. The idea of a superhero is made for comic books. Don't get it out of context. Your real superheroes do exist, but who do you consider a superhero in reality? Who? The police? Most people do. Firemen? I think they're kind of great feat. They do great feats. Mm-hmm. Firemen, to me, are very...
Even the paramedics.
Paramedics is definitely superheroes to me. Mm-hmm. They get that. Well, you know, those that are taking their job seriously and performing that